Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
Help me, Sharon. Help me. My wife, God love her, is a wonderful cook. She's a yogi. She's a former broadcaster. I'm deeply, deeply in love with her. However, I don't know why I'm whispering because she probably
she's,
doesn't.
She's not in the studio.
No. We seem to be moving closer and closer to a vegan diet.
Every time
I say, oh, I feel like a big steak or chicken or something, I get, you know what, I've made you a wonderful quinoa with hemp.
Oh.
And, it's like, what? And here's some rope. Dip it in the
in the yogurt,
in the beet
or the tahini.
Dip. Oh, there you go. You see.
Are you serious? She wants to go vegan.
Well, it certainly seems to be
inching towards it.
She hasn't come out right out and said, you know, I want to be vegan. But every meal seems to be an experiment in trying something that I would never touch with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, my God. But you love her. So what are you going to do? Right?
I'm going to eat it and I'm going to smile.
Oh, you sure are. Because if you want any happiness in your life, you're going to have to do that. Hey, ask Siri what she thinks.
Okay. Siri, my wife wants to go vegan, I think. Is that a good idea for my family?
Oh boy, this is a tough one. On one hand, you want to show support for your wife who is about to embark on a very difficult endeavor and try to go vegan. On the other hand, eating vegan is not the most tasty thing and your family is going to be miserable. You need to be brave here for the mental well-being of your family. If you guys are not sold on going vegan as a team, the diet is going to fail miserably. When people are hungry and hate all of the food that they have around the house, it is torture and they will snap when they see a TV commercial for giant cheesy pizzas. Do yourself and your family a favor and try to negotiate with her and start on a diet that has some vegan dishes, but still allows for the occasional giant greasy hamburger or sloppy slices of pizza. This may be a difficult negotiation process, but think of it as a food hostage situation. You need to remain steadfast in your position that your family needs meaty food on occasion or you guys will be miserable.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank
you.
God. I love Siri.
I know. Good luck.
I just want meat.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.